Young friend. Sunnyside, Currumbong, Australia. May 27th, 1896. Dear young friend, I have received a letter from your mother, in which she speaks of your having a hard time in the office. I feel a deep, earnest sympathy for all the youth. Satan presents to them peculiar temptations, but in Christ, the source of all strength, they can find a refuge from his power. The Savior says to them, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11, verse 28. I ask you, young man, why have you not given your heart to Jesus? Why do you not heed this invitation? He says to you, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Verse 29. Bear in mind that you are the purchased possession of Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. Jesus gave his life for you. He desires that you shall take to him all your perplexities and trials. You do yourself great injustice in refusing the blessings he so freely offers you. It is for your happiness and peace to give your heart to the Lord. Will you not take the Word of God and study it? And as you do so, pray for the light of God's Spirit to shine upon its sacred pages. Will you not humbly and prayerfully, believing that your Heavenly Father hears your prayers, seek for the influence of His Holy Spirit to illuminate your darkened understanding, that you may comprehend the teachings of Christ? While living contrary to the Word of God, you will have no rest, no peace. You will always be thirsting for something that can give you satisfaction. In your unwillingness to give your heart to the Lord, whose are you? Whom are you serving? Someone has control of your mind, and if you have not submitted your will to the Lord, who has the control? Have you, my dear young friend, decided not to become a Christian? Have you concluded that you wanted not the care of God, that you could keep yourself? You cannot do this. We are kept by the power of God through faith. You complain of being hardly used, of being exceedingly tried. You say that you have been severely treated. Poor youth, I am sorry for you. Jesus is sorry for you and wants to save you. He has given you the right to come to him with your burdens and trials. Tell the Lord that they are too heavy for you. Put away your sins, repent, and believe that Jesus pardons you. If you refuse to come to Christ, you cause Satan to triumph. You follow in the road of transgressors. At every point, your adversary will assail, will tempt you to do wrong, and this will bring trouble upon yourself. If you choose to remain in your sins, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience will work in you. Will you be satisfied to remain a channel through whom Satan can work to your own ruin and to the unhappiness of others? If you think it safe to have your own way and will and guide your own bark, you are making a great mistake. But God, who is rich in mercy, for the great love wherewith he hath loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and hath made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2, verse 4-6. What a wonderful work the Lord is willing to do for you if you will give up your own will to the will of Him who has paid the price of redemption. All you have to do is to seek the Lord while he may be found, to call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 55, verse 6, 7. How can you resist such an appeal as this? Utterly destitute of spiritual life, how can you of your own self resist the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience? You need Jesus to help you. He will take away your sins if you will let him, and he will speak peace and pardon to your soul. Again, I urge you to come to the Savior just as you are, and ask him to pardon your transgressions. Make an entire surrender to God. Then live by faith on the Son of God. Find out the weak points in your character, and be earnest in the work of overcoming them. You are connected with the review office, and it is essential that every youth employed there shall do his best. Bear in mind that you are favored in having a work to do. Give your whole mind to the business. Learn all that you can. Spend your time wisely. Progress in knowledge. Strive to become a perfect master of whatever class of work you may be entrusted with, and expect to serve faithfully, putting your heart into the work.
New responsibilities bring upon you the necessity of concentrating your mind upon the work. Pray that the Lord will give you wisdom. You need to become efficient, that you may be able to help your mother and father. Success! How precious this will be to you in any department of labor. Your duty must be determined by the standing regulations of the institution that employs you, its system of instruction, its requirements, and its administration of counsel. You must accept as a part of your education. Every species of immorality should be strictly forbidden. No amusements which will disqualify you for doing faithful service should be indulged. In submission to God, you will be under the restraint of moral and divine power, which will bring to you strength and grace. You will love to do right, because it is right. If you have been negligent and disorderly, unthorough, unsatisfactory in your work, it would do you no good to pass over these things and that you grow up undisciplined, uncorrected. If this were allowed, there would be a general insubordination in the office. Oh, if the youth would but consider what is for their own present and eternal good! If we refuse to come into line here and obey orders pleasantly, using all our God-given abilities to make peace and harmony, we shall not be fitted for the future, eternal life. I address you, young man. Keep faithful, regular hours. Put your heart into the work, and imitate none who are slothful and who give divided service. Angels of God are walking through every business and literary room in the office, and God himself is watching over all the work. The Lord has said, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much." Little things supply the actual discipline of life. If all the little things are faithfully cared for, the larger ones will come in and receive their due attention. The training of the character means everything to the human agent. The sanctification of the body, soul, and spirit will be essential for every soul who shall enter into the kingdom of God. I entreat of you, dear youth, to seek for a new heart. Make an entire surrender of your affections to God. Your actions, oft repeated, make habits. Habits from character. Your character building will be full of peril while you undervalue and forget the little things. Every part of the work is important in the eyes of omnipotence. Do you want to see Jesus and dwell in the mansions he has gone to prepare for all who love and serve him? Will you, without delay, become a Christian? Answer this to God, In much love, a mother of boys.